Paulina.
Hello, Claire.
How's it going?
Oh, good. How about you?
Good. Well, we're down one today.
Yeah. I don't even know where Quinn is, actually. I lost the plot on where Quinn is away. She's around, but she's away. She went down to Minnesota to watch that insane WNBA game with that, like, final second.
Oh, you know what? If that is where she was,
then respect.
Then I'm so happy for her.
She's away. She just couldn't make it today. It's boring, but
we cannot.
What's not boring?
Yeah, we cannot not talk about what happened in the New York Liberty versus Minnesota Lynx WNBA final game 3, where New York was down 15 points throughout the game with 1 minute left to go. They got it to a 74-73 1-point lead, which was the first time they led the game since the beginning of the game. It was like 5-4 or something. And so they were a come behind all game, and it wasn't until the final minute they got this lead. So fast forward, it's the final 5 seconds of the game.
Yep.
It's 77-77, and Sabrina Ionescu of the New York Liberty, like just south of the center graphic, like center court, just south of that.
Okay.
He like throws a shot up and sinks it.
Yeah.
For the three-pointer and for the win. And it was just like, I could watch that.
What was that? Like one second?
A thousand times. It was 4 seconds left. I want you to hear the call.
But when it sunk, there's 1 second left, right?
One second. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So listen to this.
4 seconds. Ionescu will heave and hit. Sabrina Ionescu with the biggest shot in Liberty history.
That's wild.
Oh, I just get goosebumps every time. It was totally insane. You have to watch it if you haven't seen it. We'll post it on our Instagram.
That's a classic basketball moment right there.
Yeah.
That happened. And she's still so dialed in. It's almost like she can't even believe that she made that shot.
I honestly think she blacked out.
She's like, kind of like, yeah.
She was saying post-game that she had to go back and watch it because she was like, I don't even know what I was thinking. Like,
I think that's insane.
Yeah, I know. I think that's just how these like pro athletes do it. They're just in the zone. So anyway, Breanna Stewart was an absolute force in that game too. She had 30 points. Super cool to watch. New York Liberty has been to the finals 5 times and have never won.
Yeah.
So this could be their year. Knock on wood. I'm cheering for them.
I like the Liberty. They have a great mascot. It's like that sexy elephant thing.
You do love that.
I don't, is it an elephant? Is it an anteater? I don't even know. It's weird looking.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But it's great.
So they are up 2-1 in the series now. Game 4 is on Friday night. They have a chance to put it away. If not, then they're in Minnesota. If not, then they go back to New York for game 5. But yeah, super, super just huge sports moment that we had to talk about.
Of course.
And just so much joy. Kind of like what we want to feel with our very own Edmonton Oilers.
Yes.
I wanted to do a quick wellness check-in.
Mm. You know, I feel well after the last game. And
okay.
And keep in mind, by the time this episode is released, there will have been another game against Nashville. But when I went to the Flyers Oilers game.
Yeah.
And I was having a ball. I was having a great time.
You were having a fireball.
Oh, well, I was having a fireball. Maybe two. But, you know, I we're down, and I kind of went into the game against Philly with no expectations, you know, kind of hoping for the best, expecting the worst. Because
Oilers, that's where we're at.
Oilers, the Edmonton Oilers love a streak, whether it's a hot streak or a bad streak, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's like, okay, when we're down, we're going to be down for a while. And then when we're up for a while kind of thing. So I went in with no expectations, and the crowd was very lively.
Hmm.
And
for a midweek game too.
Yeah.
Fired up.
And you know, there was those there was penalties, there were goal callbacks again, like another coach's challenge, and was like, I think I've seen this film before.
Like the drama that is the Oilers referee.
Oh my goodness.
Like, yeah, that whole thing has been become a bit of a narrative, and it's super annoying to watch. And it must be even more irritating for the players, but to see some resiliency was exciting. Pushed through. Like they never had that game in the bag, and they did not stop.
No, and that's what made it so fun also. But like being there in person, having everyone just mad with you, and everyone was just, the whole arena was shouting fuck the refs.
Okay.
And fuck you refs, which I obviously participated in because I can succumb to mob mentality.
Yeah.
which is fine. And then when there was the fights, there were like a couple of good fights that were happening, and you know, everyone's on their feet screaming like fight, fight, fight. It was just fun to watch.
Some pent up emotions.
There was, right? And it's also because the game didn't feel lost. It still felt within reach. So like we're still excited and we're still hopeful. That was a really fun game. I wouldn't say that's the game that when we were talking on like an episode or two ago, we were saying what our predictions, like what is our prediction for the game where we're like, okay, we are back. Like,
yes, yes.
This is a playoff team. This wasn't that game.
No.
But it was fun to like finally get a win in the new season. And now it feels like, okay, this is, everything is fine.
Yeah. It's pretty good to see McDavid get a few points. I think he picked up a couple of assists.
Yes,
I'm not going to lie. I did go to bed early.
Ooh. Yeah.
But I
also want to say that Skinner had a really good like second part of that game. Like he was saving a lot of shots. They had a lot of shots on net, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And he was doing a lot of saves. So, and that just kind of brings me back to my point that it's not all his fault, right? Like if they're getting that many shots on net still, like in the third period or second period, whatever, or second half of the game, then you know something's got to happen before it gets to Skinner.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, and he needs to stand up and be strong, and it sounds like he was that game.
We saw a better a more improved Skinner from previous games.
Fee-oof.
Thank God.
Yes.
Yeah, we needed to.
We really did. And to be fair, there are quite a few new names on those jerseys. And so I think we want to talk a little bit today. Well, more than a little bit. We want to dive into who are these new guys.
Yeah, let's meet the new guys.
Let's meet the new guys.
Meet the new guys. No.
Yeah.
Meet the new boss. That like Who song? Can we get the rights to that?
Probably.
Probably, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah.
Just feels like the right moment for a song like that.
Yeah, it does.
I'll record my own version and then nobody can say anything.
I'd like that.
Yes. Okay.
So we are going to meet the new guys.
Yeah. We want to know who are these guys behind the mask,
okay,
right?
So,
and we're going to focus in on some of the new boys.
Okay, well, when you say mask, that makes me think goalie, which was a bit of a text kerfuffle earlier. So
I guess they do not have like full masks.
There's
like,
no, they just, there's no mask.
No, they have just a visor. It around their, yeah, okay, they have a visor around their eyeballs.
So let's keep it to
man behind the player.
The person behind the jersey. Whatever.
Well, the person behind the jersey, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Person under the helmet.
Let's look under the hood.
Pop the hood. Who are these guys? Okay. Well, hello. It's Johan Victor Arvidsson.
Yeah. Okay. Is that where
popping
we're
out of the
start?
Hood? I guess so.
Oh, love to hate him. We know him from Los Angeles Kings playoff series.
People were excited about this signing, though.
Excited. Yes. He's a right shot, left wing from Sweden. 31 years old. We know we love a Swede.
Yeah, of course. They can play.
They can play, but also we have Ekholm on our team. They're buddies. Did
you
know
that?
Of course
they are. Yeah, Sweden is very small, so everyone in Sweden actually knows each other.
Actually, I assume that as well, but I think it might have something to do with their time together in Nashville.
Okay, that checks out.
So, but Sweden definitely plays a role.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we just want to fire through some things that we looked up on the internet about them.
Yes.
Did you know that they played in the Stanley Cup Finals together in 2017?
No.
Ekholm and Arvidsson.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I mean, the math works.
The Stanley Cup Final?
Yeah, they reached the Stanley Cup Finals together in 2017. Okay, so what do you know about him?
He had a nice little quote about joining. He said, "I'm happy to be an Oiler. Mm. The group is great. They have something really going on there." Ugh. Yep. Yeah. I mean, obviously, he's 31. He's a senior citizen. He's going to retire soon. So he's excited to join a team that's probably going to go to the Stanley Cup Final, right?
Okay, yes.
Something that I thought was fun that he did was he helped a Predators fan with a marriage proposal.
Right.
I saw that. I didn't know about this, but I thought this was really, because he really like participated in it. He wasn't just like, oh, hey, like gonna give you a thumbs up for a marriage proposal or
yeah,
whatever.
And I think
he like put the engagement ring on his right pinky finger and then like removed his glove and then it was there like right as the proposal was about to happen.
That is so
because
cute.
The bride, like the future bride, mm-hmm. her favorite player was Arvidsson. Can you imagine your favorite player skating up and then like you're about to get proposed to,
mm-hmm.
guy or girl gets on their knee and then your favorite player skates up with the ring? That would be a very surreal.
That would be so cool. I know for sure my partner would never do that in a million years, but that would be very cool.
I would enjoy being proposed to that way.
Me too.
But my wife would not.
Never.
No.
No.
She would be like, how dare you do a public proposal?
Yes. Molly and Sarah, very similar
people. Very similar. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's really cool. I also know that he had a lot of success in as a like a U18 player with the Swedish team. So you know the tournament, the Hlinka Cup? It was actually
yes.
just here. So it's run by Hockey Canada. So in 2010, he tied Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, who was the first round draft pick in mm-hmm. 2011, with the leading goals.
Okay.
So that's kind of an interesting one. Like he was toe-to-toe with the first round draft pick that we love. Ryan Nuggy Hopkins and
Nuggy boy
Nuggy, and they ended up winning bronze that year. So yeah, he had 7 seasons with the Predators and then 3 with the Kings, which is why we got so mm-hmm. used to seeing him here. He scored 10 points in 11 games against the Oilers in the past few years in the postseason, so we didn't really like him, but we liked him because he wasn't a dirty player.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
although there was someone on Wikipedia yes. who changed his what was it?
They changed it to his.
He was from.
They said he was a diver.
Oh, he's from. He was from Diver, Sweden.
Yes.
Yes. After a game where he called like
or
drew a penalty.
Yeah, or he's a diver from Sweden or something.
Well, yes.
I thought. I love when somebody just goes and changes something
I think
in
it's
Wikipedia,
so funny.
And it doesn't last long, but it is a. It is a really fun thing.
It's a snapshot in internet history that we all get to
absolutely.
Take part in. Yeah. So anyway, he's well respected and we're happy to have. And I think a lot of people are excited to have him here.
Yeah. One of those players again that it's like, OK, we are clearly very familiar with him. We've played against him. So he's been a bit of an enemy, but also well respected because
kind
like,
of like
you
a
said,
frenemy,
not a dirty player. Like he's a decent guy on the ice and off.
Yeah.
It seems he's very charitable.
Yeah. I saw that big community guy,
He donates a lot of his time and effort to charitable organizations. I know he did a lot with the Predators Foundation. And he also spearheaded, he's an animal lover, which we love because you and I are huge animal people or huge
Quinn,
dog people.
She hates cats especially.
Quinn despises
cats.
Yeah. So he spearheaded Arvy's Animal Rescue Club.
Cute.
Yeah. Adorable. Arvy's. So players would meet up in local dog parks to interact with fans and the fans' dogs. And then all proceeds from that would benefit the local animal shelters.
I would love to see more of this in the NHL, and I absolutely love that story. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
Because you see it a lot in the NFL where the rescue societies, animal rescue societies, will bring in a bunch of adorable dogs and puppies into the locker room or at like a practice, and the big tough football players are playing with these adorable pups. So, and you know what? Maybe we need to contact Arvidsson and see if he can
spearhead something like that here now that he's in Edmonton, because that would go a long way here, because people are obsessed with their pets and they're obsessed with their Oilers.
Yeah.
And also animal shelters are really struggling right now. They're over, like,
over capacity.
They're so over capacity. And I mean, I would love to go, I would pay money to go to a park and meet some of the Oilers and their dogs, like Leonard, Lenny.
Yeah.
The Bernedoodle. Pretty sure he's Nelly's cousin.
They should be best friends.
Nelly, my dog, also a Bernedoodle. I'm pretty sure they're cousins or something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they should hang.
Well, okay, let's move on because we don't have all day, Paulina.
I know.
We wanted to talk about... No, I wanted to talk about our new right-wing Russian.
Vaseline.
Vaseline Polysporin. Vaseline
Podzolskin.
No, you're supposed to nail this with your previous last name. Lushchinsky. I've never seen so many consonants in a last name.
Except for Podzolskin, which has more consonants, but still.
Podkolsen. We did practice this multiple times.
Let me look this up again. Podkolsen.
No, there's no... There's zero S's in it.
Vaseline...
Podkolsen.
Yeah, sorry, my bad. Podkolsen. But Vaseline is his nickname. Especially, he really cannot fuck up and lose the puck too many times, because Vaseline will be far too easy of a nickname.
Yep.
As in a derogatory way.
Yep, yeah, that's fair. Well, so lubricated as a young 23-year-old. actually, we got him from Vancouver for a fourth round draft pick in next year's draft. He kind of like, you can call him Vaseline. I will call him Mini Koskin or Koskin 2.0.
Makes sense.
We really seem to have a soft spot for young Russians on the Edmonton Oilers. He's a bit of a character in the media. And recently he hosted some of the Russian Flyers that were in town for Thanksgiving.
Oh, cool.
Okay. So, Vaseline Polysporin, he's been in the league since 2021, played with the Vancouver Canucks. We are his second team in his NHL career, came to us for a fourth round draft pick in next year's draft. He averages about, 10 to 12 minutes a game. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of role he plays coming into the Oilers this season. Not a small guy. He's like over 6 feet. Young, fast. We'll see what happens.
So he's over 6 feet. So he's young and he's fast. Is he kind of a goon? Because we need, like I've said for a long time, like we need a bit more of a goon.
I don't know if we know who our goon is yet.
Okay.
We have no Kane.
Hey, who started the fight in the Flyers game? No, I thought it was him.
So he was part of a move post St. Louis Blues. Drama of Holloway and Broberg. And so another one of those moves was Ty Emberson. And many of us are like, who is Ty Emberson? Am I right?
Let's talk about MB.
Yeah. Who is Ty Emberson? Okay. So he's only one of two Americans on our team. Do you know who the other one is? No.
Corey Perry.
No.
Oh.
He's an Ontario boy.
That's right. I sensed maybe Ontario, but.
Derek Ryan.
Oh, okay.
I assume from the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
Anyway, 24-year-old Wisconsin right shot defenseman acquired in the Cody Ceci trade along with a third round draft pick to get him. He's played 30 games in the NHL with the San Jose Sharks. He did really well defensively with them. So he's got 9 points last year. 8 assists and a goal, but really where he is active is in like that kind of shutdown defenseman area. We got him for a 1-year contract of just under $1 million at $950,000. But something interesting that I've been seeing in him, because like I've kind of been keeping an eye on him, trying to figure him out and how he's going to fit in. His ice time so far this season, he started at 20 minutes in game one. Right? And these are like, you know, 20 minutes-ish in game one. Then down to just over 14 and a half minutes in game two. He was a healthy scratch in game three. Mm-hmm. And then in game four, he came back for just under 10 and a half minutes. And so what I'm hearing is that there are trust issues. I think it sounds like trust issues with Chris Knobloch.
Yeah, yeah.
To come out, you know, 20 minutes, which that game was terrible against the Jets. And then, you know, going down from there. So, I mean, glad that he came back and had a showing in game four after a healthy scratch. But it'll be interesting to see what kind of role he plays. And truly just another, sorry to be negative, but it really does show that like crapshoot that we're in with trying to figure out who the hell can play with Darnell Nurse. They have not been able to figure that out yet. No. They keep trying different things. He's in the middle of like how many minutes with Darnell. He's a minus four right now, which is not great.
Yeah.
So still getting his feet wet.
I like the idea of him because he is from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So
we like that.
I mean, I like a Midwest guy. Because I think if he does end up being really good, then Edmonton is a natural fit for him because Wisconsin is
basically Edmonton.
It's basically
the entire
Edmonton.
State.
It's like, you know, we're the prairies are the Midwest of Canada and similar weather. He's not afraid of the cold.
Yep.
So that's good.
Those are good points.
So he would
maybe
like
that,
to.
I think that's why Russians like us.
That makes sense, too.
Yeah.
That is fair. And I can only assume, because if you're from Wisconsin, the Green Bay Packers are your life. I can only assume that he is a Green Bay Packers fan, and as am I. I went to his Instagram just now because I wanted to see, just confirm that he was following the Green Bay Packers, just to make sure he's like, you know, one of us. But his account is private.
Oh.
Which you just don't really see very often with like a public
figure,
a public player like that.
Meanwhile, Vaseline has like almost 35,000 followers.
Yeah. And yeah. He's Ty Emberson is not there.
Okay.
But maybe he'll let me follow him. We'll see.
He's a quiet guy. Maybe that's why we don't know a lot about
him. Yeah. Because there's not much about him. He did. One other interesting thing is he did play briefly. There was some overlap when he was playing at the University of Wisconsin with Dylan Holloway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, like
Hollywood.
The other thing with him is that, there's way more upside potential with him than what we had in Cody Ceci.
Completely.
So we were able to unload quite a bit of salary and get a guy that has a lot more upside potential. He's younger, big, strong player, and, you know, hopefully shape him into what we need on our defensive lineup in a way that we weren't able to do with Cody Ceci for a fraction of the price. So interested to see what happens there.
I completely agree with you. I think that's a really good point. Yeah.
So another player we wanted to talk about was Skinner. And going back to my previous comment about the man behind the mask, you had sent a text saying, hey, wouldn't it be cool to talk about some of the new guys? And you know, we text sometimes during busy times of the day.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's a lot and we scan as we catch up, depending where you jump in. And I saw, Skinner, man behind the mask. Okay, let's talk about what's going on with him. I miss new guy because mask, I immediately thought goaltender.
For sure.
We got to talk about.
Yeah, that's my bad. That makes sense.
No, not your bad. But that is funny because I was like all in on Skinner. I was like, yes, what is going on with him?
Let's talk about Stu.
Anyway, so
and I, you know how I feel about Stu. I would absolutely love to spend an entire episode talking about Stewart, but he was not doing very well. Like in that moment, they'd lost three games in a row. People are mad at Skinner. I don't want to put him in that position where we're gonna talk about this guy that we love, even though everyone's mad at him.
You would jump in front of a Zamboni for him.
I might.
Yeah. But Jeff Skinner, which is why we're going to say the player behind the jersey or yes. whatever we landed on. Okay, so this guy is super interesting.
Okay, I really like him. He might be one of my new favorite players.
Well, and up until our previous game win against the Flyers, where some people on our team yeah. came alive, he was actually the leading scorer
yeah.
For three games.
And he was the one that points. Got into the fight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. And I'm like, good. We want goons. I want more fights. I want somebody to like rough around the other fire. Players a little bit, right? Like,
yeah.
Because some of the other teams are so physical.
Yeah.
And it's something that we don't necessarily have.
I haven't had it for a while, I feel like.
No. And I
like,
want.
We've had it here and there. I mean, Ekholm brings a lot of that.
He does. He's a big,
tough
yes.
player. We've got some tough grit guys.
We do.
Nurse.
Grit, yes.
But we don't have a Cassian running around.
And that's what I want. That's yeah. what I've been missing. I've been missing a Cassian-shaped hole on the ice. And maybe
in the
guy.
Shape of a chop.
Like yes. And not only, yeah. So not only is he like making things interesting, he's starting some fights, which as a fan I enjoy seeing. But he also scored points.
Yeah,
he
got points. He got a goal, he got an assist.
Yeah.
Two goals and assist,
yeah.
I think. I have to, don't fact check me. Okay, but yeah, he's a right shot left winger from Toronto. He's 32 years old, so he's a little bit older. He comes with a ton of experience. But what's super interesting about him is that he has been in the spotlight for a long time. So checking him out on NHL.com, I did not know this. When he was 9 years old, he landed a small part in the movie Death to Smoochie.
Oh, my God.
Do you know that movie?
With Robin Williams.
With Robin
yeah,
Williams.
Yeah.
It's directed by Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
And it also starred Edward Norton.
That is a very bizarre, dark comedy.
And if I ever get the chance, that will be my question.
Oh, to, my God.
To
I
be
love
like, what
that.
Was it like when being 9 years old in Death to Smoochie? And also, did you get to meet
did
and
you
have
meet
a conversation with
Robin Williams?
Williams?
Well, now I want to rewatch Death to Smoochie.
Me
what
too.
What a weird movie. And I want, like, if he did interact with Robin Williams, like, I have questions because Robin Williams is so beloved by our generation.
Totally. Can everybody that's listening please make that this week's homework?
Yeah.
Go and watch Death to Smoochie and see if you can spot Skinner.
Little baby.
Baby Skin.
Baby Jeff.
Baby Jeff Skinner. Okay, so just 2 years after that.
Yeah.
So now fast forward, he's 11 years old. He won a bronze medal in the 2004 Skate Canada Junior Nationals, a competition featuring Canada's top young figure skaters.
Yes.
This was
one of my two. Yeah.
Scene out of the Mighty Ducks.
I love that.
So that was including future Olympian Patrick Chan. So he's like rubbing elbows with these guys. So no wonder he's like such a strong skater.
I love this.
Yeah, me too.
He was pursuing figure skating as a young guy, and
someone put a stick in his hand,
and then he was like, "Damn, I can do this too."
Yeah.
So, and I think figure skating is such excellent training.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
For someone who wants to be a professional ice hockey player.
I've known that since yeah. whatever year the Mighty Ducks came
yes,
out.
Yes, well, exactly. Yeah, if I learned anything from that movie, it's that.
It's that, yeah. And like, if you get a DUI, you are definitely going to have to coach a team.
Coach a hockey
minor
team.
Hockey team.
That
okay.
movie is unhinged. Also, your homework to watch that one.
That's okay, yeah. I've watched it with my son, and it did not age well.
No,
like,
it's so unhinged, Claire.
He shows up in a limo on the ice.
Yeah.
And he's struggling with alcoholism.
No sense.
Like, we can't even get into it.
Okay, he's...
I love 90s movies. I love them so much.
I know. And it's so funny to rewatch that one. Okay, he is also...
Well, he was a top prospect coming into the league.
Yes.
Like, he's a
no, I'm
star.
Excited
yeah.
about him. Because not only is he a character,
yeah.
but he is, like... He is proving that he is going to be, you know, a star on this team, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. So He had a long stint with the Hurricanes, then moved to Buffalo. He won the Calder Trophy when he was 18 years old, and that was like the youngest player. That was his rookie year. But the only other player to do that was younger, and I think we've got to be talking about a matter of months here, was Nathan MacKinnon. So like...
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, like he's a star in his own right. None of us really know who he is because he's been in a different conference.
Yeah.
But yeah, he moved to...
He's not someone we've really been playing against or like know much history about. But
yeah, I mean, I'm sad I didn't watch the 2004 Skate Canada Junior Nationals. But I might go back and see if I can find them. He moved to Buffalo in 2019-2020. Comes to the Oilers like totally a seasoned vet. Had 24 goals and 22 assists last year. We signed him as a free agent on July 1st, which is also when we signed Arvidsson. And we bought out the remaining three seasons of his fat contract. He had an 8-year, $72 million contract. So about $9 million for him. So that's a big move in the sense of like we actually really want to get something from him. So we've seen positive things already. Cannot wait to see more.
I agree. Also, he's a huge Emily in Paris fan.
Get out.
Yeah.
He wears a beret?
He does. Well, not that I know of.
Jeff Skinner.
That one is pretty straightforward, not French Canadian, but yeah. You know what? My Roman Empire is just a hockey player's name with the name Skinner. It's like, why do I love them so much?
Okay, well, you say that, but I think I actually know what your Roman Empire is.
What?
Wait, can you explain to me what Roman Empire means first?
Okay, yeah. So it's something that kind of consumes your thoughts, I suppose.
Okay.
So it's like
positive or negative?
It started with that trend on TikTok where women were asking their male partners about the Roman Empire.
Okay.
And it sound, and apparently men just think about the Roman Empire on a regular basis.
That's hilarious.
And so then everyone started like jumping on that trend being like, what's your Roman Empire?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I know what your actual Roman Empire is. You pointed out something with NFL names specifically.
Yes.
And I struggle with this as well.
Yes.
So as Canadians who grow up with the influence of French,
yep,
we are... It's ingrained for us to pronounce, see and pronounce names with French flair.
Yeah, with a bit of a French flair. That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
And so there are multiple names in the NFL that I have mispronounced worse than I've done today with the Russians.
Yeah.
But you had a few really good examples and I did it as well. And so I want to put it out there because I feel like there's a lot of people that would pronounce it the same way. So first, what I'm hoping you'll do, can you say what you think the name is, say it how you would pronounce it, and then what the actual pronunciation is?
So there's a player on the Chiefs, and I assumed every time I was reading his name, like in my fantasy leagues and stuff, it was S. Perrine.
Perrine.
Like S
100%.
Like is the first initial, and then Perrine. It's P-E-R-I-N-E.
Yep.
It's Perrine.
They call him Perrine.
Perrine.
You guys. Have you ever been watching and you think you're so sure in what a last name is and then you watch and you hear them pronounce it and you're like, oh no, I was way off.
And then there is also Miami Dolphins star running back that I thought was Devon Achane.
Yes, me too.
A-C-H-A-N-E. It's A-chan. Yeah.
They're just literal with it.
They're just like very like, it's like more harsh or something. Yeah. And I feel like there was another one that
It always makes me think of like that dad joke when you're at a restaurant and someone's going to get the filet mignon and they're like, I'll have the filet mignon.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Like when
that's how they pronounce their name.
When I hear their names pronounced, it feels like filet mignon or peanut noir.
Yeah.
Right?
It's basically all the NFL last names are pronounced like a dad joke.
A little bit.
That's the
feel like there was another one that kind of.
Well, we checked this one because we always talk about Charbonnet and I nickname him Chardonnay. And then I was like, oh no, is it Charbonnet?
No. So it turns out that one is in fact Charbonnet.
Fee-youf.
Yeah. Relieved to hear that because that would have been jarring.
That would have been.
So there is also a wide receiver for Dallas, which I thought was Jalen Tolbert.
Okay.
It's Tolbert.
Oh, Tolbert.
Of course.
Okay, but then there's another gotcha. So we've got Charbonnet, which makes sense.
Yeah.
I thought Chris Olave was Olav.
Yes, me too.
And then they throw the flare in there, and I was all thrown off.
Yeah, so then it's like, well, make up your mind.
What is it, NFL?
Yeah, make up your mind. Are you French-Canadian or are you not? Are you French-Canadian or are you filet mignon?
What is it going to be? Okay, well, that's
something that we're going to keep going with one of these, you know, as we hear names over the course of the weeks, we'll bring one in.
You know what? We should do a post where we actually post in and try and break it down phonetically and see what people pick.
Oh, yeah.
And then we want to hear if you have any, because I'm certain there's some in the NHL, and I want to know what they are.
I'm terrible. I should be a little bit better at pronouncing names in the NHL, given my Eastern European roots, like Polish. There's a lot of similarities between, like, just Polish
consonants.
Names, and
you're used to a lot of consonants and no vowels.
Yeah, and a lot of Z's and skis and whatever. So, like, Russian names and Ukrainian names or whatever, those should be easier for me. But I still have a really hard time, unless it's a French Canadian word, like last name, like Bouchard.
Yeah,
like butchered in the NFL. If he played in the NFL, he'd be butchered. Butchered the name, but. Yeah, unless it's a French-Canadian name, I have a hard time with the pronunciation still.
Okay, we actually have one on our very own Oilers. It just came to me. Adam Henrique. I say yes. Henrique.
I thought it was Henrique.
The announcers call him Henrique.
I know. Now, like, what's going on?
Stop it.
So everyone is just trying to be less French.
You know what?
Unless...
I'm not having it.
Unless it's broadcast in Quebec.
Do you think in Quebec it's
Henrique,
or is it Henrique?
I don't know.
That one really threw me. Anyways.
Should ask him one day. Wait.
What?
I have another thing.
Oh, my God.
I know. One last thing about Skinner. This last fact is adorable, and so it has to be mentioned. Everyone always thinks that, like, Leon Draisaitl is, like, the funny guy on the Oilers.
Do they? Because I think he's the hot guy.
Yeah. I mean, that's just you, but... well, actually, I think that is a lot of women. Yeah,
I don't
see it, but that's fine. Okay, Jeff Skinner, while he was on the Sabres, wrote and starred in a, like, Between the Ferns style,
okay,
TV talk show, like, or like YouTube talk show, with him and a co-host from the Sabres.
Oh.
And it was, like, really funny, and, like, there's, like, a clip or whatever, and it's, like, it's just great. It's, like, he's a personality. He's, like, a little comedian. He's, like, he's writing this show. I don't know. I love it. And there's this one clip where he's just, like, wearing his little, like, nerd glasses. I think he's adorable. I'm obsessed with him.
We have to share this. I have to see it.
I am obsessed with him. Yes, we will share that.
Okay. That's all we have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please remember to follow us on Instagram and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, except specifically on Spotify and Apple. And thanks for hanging out.
We will see you on another time.
See you on another time.